express yourself.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond.
This is CHEVAC too. Hi, CHEVAC.
And the CHEVAC.
Right.
The CHEVACers. Welcome to Talkline, another edition, November 10th, Veterans Day.
Tomorrow, actually.
I mean, tomorrow's Veterans Day, the 11th. Today's the 10th.
Most of us are closed today.
Yeah, so feel free to call in and celebrate a veteran that's yourself or in your life. You know, for me, both my father and my stepfather are career Marines, and I grew up on military bases. Mm-hmm. So I'm very I'm a Marine's daughter.
Mm-hmm. You know, my youngest brother posted my dad's photo, James Active Senior. He was a veteran for a very long time. Mm-hmm. From Casigliano originally, but lived in Bethlehem most of his life.
Okay, well, thank you. We have John. Oh. John! Go ahead.
Go ahead, say what you want, John, then I got some really important announcements for
you. Oh,
today.
Good, okay. So, John, Nick, good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, John, I'll quickly go at her.
Okay.
Happy Veterans Day to everyone.
Hey,
and I good. Heard Tom's response to my question last week. I'm still not satisfied with that. I got to look into that, and I would like to have some profiles of some of them board members, and then I'll have my facts set out for them. I think it's questionable. That's what I'll say about that. Anyway, happy Veterans Day to everyone. I remember John and Dan Lunk, when was not too long, a couple of years ago, the veterans like our uncles and our dad, your dad, our uncle, they served in Alaska Territorial Guard.
Oh, yeah.
And they never did get paid for that. They were supposed to have some sort of back payment because of their services for their country.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did hear nothing about that again.
I think they were getting benefits.
They were supposed to, but I don't see how they were supposed to get them out. Maybe they look at the nearest relatives. I don't know.
Nom.
But some of them people didn't speak very much English, like her uncle, and stuff like that. You don't know how they put it on record, you know what I mean? It could be untraceable, could be traceable. But they should have them records in their National Guard ceremony when they have their burial, like our uncle, we got the flag for him for being in service and stuff like that, you know. I was just asking about that, because it's been a while. I heard from friends of mine a long time ago, and I never heard nothing about it. So it's wet out there again, you guys, and be careful, it's slippery. And when you're out boating, please, I see boats are still out in the river, and be careful where you're going, and watch for ice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your life jacket, and it's good to have two boats this time of the year, just to be safe, you know what I mean? Watch over each other. So please don't drink and drive, and watch where you're driving. Watch the pedestrians. I looked on the road. You watch out for people who are walking or early in the morning, kids are going to school. Then now that they change the hours of the clock, it's a little darker now. So everyone have a safe weekend. Thank you, Dan. John?
Thank
good
you.
Morning.
You guys
good morning.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Good morning. Okay, we have one more caller, and then we'll go to that.
Okay.
Helen, good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was in territorial. My uncles were in territorial.
Wow.
And my uncles were in the army. And I grew up believing in our country. And I think that's very important that was instilled in us. But today I wanted to talk about sexual abuse. Carmen Lowry, Norma Wong, and I started the Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Response Team for State of Alaska. We lobbied in Juneau. Sometimes we'd pay our own way. I used to bring my girls and my son, and they'd be running around. And after a while, their livelihood was getting to them, and they passed the law. but it doesn't matter if you're ordinary people to commit sexual assault. The only time we hear about it nationally is if they're bigwigs. And that's like saying, you little people don't matter to me. But when there's sexual assault, it is very, very, very hard for the family or the victim. And if it's in the village, it's very hard because they get ostracized or shunned or confronted or ignored. One of the things that teenagers do is they put a lot of extra clothing on. And if you notice that on your teenager, or change in behavior, loss of school, or school habits, or not doing much, and being depressed, or not eating. Who are they around, and to find out where your kids are at all times. So, thank you. I wanted to wish you all a happy Veterans Day. It is a very important day.
Okay, thank you, Helen.
Oh, yeah, and have a good day.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right, so John,
so,
what's up?
Yeah, there's going to be no school for Mikiliut Litnauvet today. I have Hun Litnauvet, Gladys Young Elementary, Bethel Regional High School, LKSD preschools, no school today, in observance of Veterans Day. Also, the teachers are having in service. Then the Kuskokwim Learning Academy will have school today. So today is also a holiday for city employees, Veterans Day, and there will be no buses today. The Red Line will run on Saturday, November 11. AVCP offices are closed today for Veterans Day. Will reopen on Monday at 8 a.m. There will be no local English news, no Yupik news, Yukonamchit today, in observance of Veterans Day, and a special shout-out to all the veterans who are listening out there. Thank you very much from KYUK. Well, you're having school today, right, Diane?
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
I mean, you're at...
the university is open.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll be over there. So it looks like we have another caller. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, sir. Very good morning to all, and I appreciate all our veterans throughout the Delta. And good morning, anyways. This is from TVAC.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. All right. Good morning.
Right.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is flurrying. Look at that. Pretty.
It's very nice.
Very pretty. And the temperature right now is 32 degrees. Kind of feels a little cooler. And we're having light snow showers right now.
Mm-hmm.
The high will reach 34 degrees today. The low will be 30. Snowing right now in Bethel, Alaska. The forecast today shows a high of 34 and a low of 30. There is a chance of cloudy skies later today. Tomorrow is going to be mostly cloudy. Sunday, partly cloudy. Monday, sunny. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Wednesday, cloudy. But it's nice to see the snow.
Yeah.
It's going to get, you watch, it's going to be a lot brighter at night because of the snow reflecting everything else.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks, John, for that. Renee is calling in. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi,
Renee. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
So I have some really, really good news. On November 18th, it's going to be a heck of a busy day for everybody out there. So... get your rest on the night before. On the day of November 18th, we'll have our first holiday Saturday market.
Mm.
And the doors will open at 8:30 for members, 9 o'clock for all vendors, and then it'll go to 2. So, and we're starting to fill up. So be there early to get your table.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we'll have it after Thanksgiving on the 25th, our traditional one then. And then those in the future, if you're looking ahead, in December we have a Saturday market on the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd is traditionally a free market day, no charge for tables, as a thank you and a Merry Christmas from the Cultural Center to all of our vendors. So those are the markets that are scheduled between now and the end of the year. But jumping back to November 18th, after the market, we're going to transition into Just Desserts by Bethel Council on the Arts is putting that together, and Bethel Live. It's kind of like a date night, you know, Bethel Live and Just Desserts are having a date, so bring your date. Our line.
Oh, well, now that's interesting. Now we'll all go to Bethel Live and see who's with who.
Yeah, it's a little date night or friend night.
Make sure it's the right date, everyone.
Maybe we should just say a friend's night, you know.
You're a buddy night.
A buddy. Bring your buddy. our lineup includes the Double G's, Grady and Garrett. They're
Double
gonna
G's.
Be starting
yes.
us off. The Delta Dance Illusion group will be having their dancers. We have Josh Fisher, who is a wonderful classical guitarist. If you haven't heard him, it's going to be a great opportunity for you to do that. Grady is putting together a wonderful tribute to Greg Grozitska, who always did Robert Service poems. So if you happen to have a photograph of Greg, we would be happy to take it and put together a little montage of Greg and how wonderful he was for the fisheries and for Bethel, and we all miss him. We also are going to have Ben Balave, Paul Conte, and some others playing together. And to end the evening, we're going to have the Bethel Band with Willie John and Paul Fisher, and Joey Miller, and Carl McIntyre. They're going to be rocking us on out the evening, so make sure you put that on your calendar for November 18th. We will be selling individual delectable desserts for folks, and we're going to have Carrying On That Taste of Bethel International Cultural Diversity. I have asked about 10 to 12 people to come forward with a wonderful dessert that representing their culture, and those will be auctioned off in whole. So you can bid on those, and there'll be some really tasty treats there. And BCA has applied for and been awarded a beer and wine license for this, so you can have a little tipple while you're there. Bring your money, come on down, listen to some good music.
Okay. Well, that's and what's the date on that? That's Bethel Live.
November Bethel Live and Just Desserts have a date night on November 18th. That's next.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Next Saturday.
And there's a Saturday market.
And there's a Saturday market just before that.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
So it's
sakes.
A busy day. Busy
wow.
day.
Wow.
So sounds don't
like
miss it.
Well, you were talking about desserts, and I want to thank Diane here for bringing in a pumpkin pie. So we were having pumpkin pie all morning with our coffee.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
It is.
Yeah.
You going to save some of that, Diane, and bring it back over here, or what?
Not exactly. That wasn't exactly the plan, but I'll keep
just
it in mind. I don't know if it can last 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I forgot to mention. With the Just Desserts, we will be having premium seating up front with our comfy chairs and couches. So we only have about 25 of those seats.
Huh.
So if you're interested in having a comfy chair, you get one drink or one dessert with that purchase of a ticket. And then we have regular seating, and we also are offering student seating this year as well.
Oh.
Of course, they're back in the back row, but that's okay. You know, they're students. They got good eyesight.
Yeah.
So anybody interested in any of that stuff, come by the Cultural Center and see me. I'm ready to talk to you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Always something interesting happening at the Cultural Center.
That is going to be a big day, November 18th. Mm-hmm. All right. So good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Hi.
Just wanted to put the word out. Yeah. There's going to be something. Like when Renee said, all the Saturday markets, starting the 18th, every Saturday is something till Christmas. They're not doing a Saturday market on December 2nd, but the VFW Auxiliary will be doing theirs at the Bingo Hall. So every Saturday till Christmas, there's going to be something to do. And tomorrow, Saturday, we're doing a flea market at the Lions Club, flea market, fabric sale, craft sale. And I'm also going to have information there. It's Veterans Day tomorrow. And I'll have information there about Wilderness Retreat for Vets, which is in the Kilbuck Mountains. And it's a free program for veterans out here to go fly out and chill. So it's a real pretty area.
Who runs that?
Dolly and Janine Faulkner,
mm-hmm.
a mother and daughter team.
Mm.
Yep. And I'll have information there on that. And it's been going on for a couple years now, and they're expanding to other ideas and stuff, so people will hear more about them. And also I wanted to put a word in for our chamber luncheons. We have different topics every week, and they're open to the community. Currently, this month and next month, we're doing them at the Longhouse Conference Room every Thursday at noon. They can order from Red Basket or bring food or whatever.
Mm.
And our topic, our speaker for next week, is going to be one of the nurse escorts from the recent honor flight where the veterans flew to D.C., to see their memorials and see the different things in D.C. She was one of the escort nurses, and she happens to work here at YKHC. So I invited her to present at this next Thursday luncheon. So anyone that would like to listen and learn about the honor flight, those are opportunities where the veterans go out, and not just World War II vets. They've expanded to the other battles they've done. And the other memorials that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so wanted to get a word out for that. Okay, that's about it. Just wanted to wish everyone a happy weekend and a Memorial Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that. My parents were both vets from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So just think of the veterans that day and do something nice for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Thank you, Sue.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking about dinners, there's going to be a veterans dinner on Saturday, tomorrow, starting at 6 p.m. at the Post Home. All veterans eat free, along with their spouse or significant other. Others will pay $1 an ounce for steak, and it comes with all the fixings.
Oh.
At the veterans hall. Tomorrow for veterans.
Okay. That'll be nice.
Well, the lines are open. 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio at kyuk.org. You can call in anonymously or email anonymously too.
And we will read your email on the air. Excuse me. Okay, so I wanted to announce also that the Bethel Gives campaign, which is Bethel Community Services Foundation, mm-hmm. is beginning this year's. Every year they do a Bethel Gives campaign, and that's where 10 agencies are participating.
Mm.
And you have opportunities to give donations. Mm-hmm. Different businesses mm-hmm. will have something that you can donate to toward Bethel Gives. The 10 organizations participating are Bethel Search and Rescue, Bethel Winter House Shelter, Bethel Council on the Arts, Tundra Women's Coalition, Bethel Friends of Canines, YK Delta Lifesavers, KYUK,
mm-hmm.
Bethel Family Clinic, Kuskokwim Consortium Library Foundation, and Utlitnarvit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, now there's a Bethel Gives, but this is part of a national mm-hmm. Campaign on Tuesday. It's a Giving Tuesday, and people all over the United States contribute to different organizations in their community. So that's a chance for you to do that. And I'll give you some more information on that.
Where do these gifts go?
To those different agencies that I listed.
Oh, I see.
I think
okay.
they split it up.
Is it
among
cash
the 10.
Or?
I think there's containers.
Oh.
Bethel Gives containers mm-hmm. that you can put cash in.
Oh, I
and,
see.
And let me see. You can contribute $2, $10, or $20 with every grocery purchase at AC or Swanson's.
Oh.
So you'll get a chance, every time you buy something, you get a chance to contribute
oh, yeah,
to the Bethel
I see
Gives.
It,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
And then Saturday markets, Bethel Gives volunteers will be at the November 18th
mm-hmm.
and then November 25th and December 9th Saturday markets. And you can make contributions. Now, I should give you a little more information because you can actually give items. But
really?
Well, let me see. Oh, thank you gifts will be offered to donations made.
Wow.
If you look in the Delta Discovery on page 4, there's a whole description. Like,
right.
depending on how much you give, you can get something in return, like a T-shirt or mm-hmm. a mug. Or they have the different prize levels
mm-hmm.
for the donations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, okay, so that's nice.
Good. It's
yeah.
a good deal.
Yeah. Okay. So the lines are open,
mm-hmm.
and we'll give you the... I think we have some other announcements to read. Did you already go through all those?
Not all.
Yeah.
I was
we'll
just
go through some of
those. Mostly the ones for Veterans Day closures
yeah.
and stuff.
And today, you know, it's a nice day to go out to the Veterans, the Alaska Territorial
mm-hmm.
Guard Memorial area. I'll bet it's really pretty out there now,
yeah,
especially in the statue. We'll have a little bit of snow on it, and it's a really wonderful thing that some veterans in town here made. I'm not sure all the names of the men. I know David Trantham calls in often, but
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just him. There were others, Buck,
mm-hmm.
other people involved, men and women involved in that memorial park. And today is a nice day to go, or probably tomorrow they're probably going to have a
yeah.
ceremony of something,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
I'm not sure. I thought they already had that at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did that.
They
one.
Did, yeah. They I didn't know if they were going to have something at the memorial.
Nom. I haven't heard. Mm-hmm. Okay, 4-H will be open to everyone who is interested during the school closure today. Parents can drop off their kids at noon. 4-H will be closed the 16th and 17th the following week. So that's if your kids have nothing to do because the schools are closed. They can go to 4-H. Hmm. Also, the Lifesavers Fund needs help to grow. Make a contribution at bcsfoundation.org. and select the Lifesavers Fund. You can also contact Beverly Hoffman for any questions. Oh, and here's an interesting one. I think you already mentioned it, or maybe Renee did. There'll be a fabric sale and flea market and craft sale
at Lions Club,
tomorrow
yeah.
at the Lions Club from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vendors will set up at 10 a.m. and it's $10 a table, or $5 for half a table.
Mm.
So, you sew?
I do sew. I sew.
Oh.
I make some quilts.
Well, I sewed a button on my shirt this morning, so I sew. Fell off.
Was the button located near a hole that could go in, or was it just...
No. It was
in the right location.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so I wore my nice
it's
shirt
It's a start.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I can make some shirts. I can make clothes, some clothes.
Wow.
If I really
mm-hmm.
have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't often have time, but I do like to sew.
Yeah. Well, my granny taught me how to sew. She said, you're going to have to do it yourself one of these days, so you better learn. So I did.
Good. Yeah. So... Okay, well...
What's exciting happening at KUC?
Well, I mean, we have a full semester going on. We
mm-hmm.
have
mm-hmm.
cohort programs in education, nursing, Rural Human Services. We have students who in the dorm. We have a lot of students in the dorm this year. Kind of one of our larger number of students, excuse me, in the past, excuse me, 10 years. And, yeah, so we have, we're doing pretty well given the enormous budget cuts that the state has implemented with the university overall. And I think we're, for being a rural campus, that's always a challenge, but we seem to be in pretty good shape at this point, which is really nice. And we have, I think this weekend there's a, I think there's skin sewing class. And it's, we have like pottery and guitar and sewing classes, Gus Buck making.
So and you don't have to. You don't have to be a student.
No,
to
not to take those
go
kind.
To those.
No, no.
You can be a regular.
Yeah. Well, actually, any of the courses that we offer at KUC, most of them, except unless they're in like a specialized program, most of those courses anyone can take. So that's kind of so. It's good. Yeah. We have some. Actually, this week we had some masters. There's students from this region who are earning their masters in linguistics. They're specializing in the Yupik language, and they hopefully will become teachers and become university instructors. And all
you know,
from this region.
We have set up with Mikkel Gutlit Narvet or Gladys Jung for the kids to start. For the young students to start recording our Yupik word of the day and stuff.
Oh, really?
It'll be the kids.
They're
writing their own things, but we make sure that they're correct, and they'll be on the radio eventually.
That is so nice. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So we're moving along here, too, at KYK, beginning to do things that we never did before.
Yeah, like beyond, we'll have at some point a television station, one of the channels.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I will be on TV at some point with Talkline.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I like those, the expansion that's happening.
Yeah, and boy, I'd like to see you and I or one of us bring in a guest or two when we have talk line, so they could make comments while they're here too, because we do have 1, 2, 3, 4 mics, 4 chairs and stuff, but we'll do that eventually once we get on TV.
That'll be fun. Last week it was great having Steve Heimel.
Oh
here.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
good to see him. Yeah, he's famous for that Alaska.
Talk of Alaska. Yeah.
And they have a setup where they have their TV set in the corner. And we'll be doing the same here eventually.
Right.
Well, where's Cesari?
I don't know.
You never called in yet.
Not yet. So we're going to give out the numbers again. And remember, you can also email us your comments. We'll read them on air. You can be anonymous if you prefer. And if you want to do that, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Just put talk line in that subject heading and we'll read your comment. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. And if you're someone who always wanted to call in, but you felt a little bit shy, give it a try. And if you're someone who's called in at other times where you had to dial a lot to get in, it's open now, so feel free.
This morning here, a couple of us who are here that have to work, we were talking about trying to decide or trying to find out who the oldest living veteran was that lives here in Bethel, and we kind of settled on Elias Venus.
How old might he be? 90-something?
I think he might be 90-something, if not 90.
Would there be any, like, from the Alaska Territorial Guard from World War II era?
Well, Elias was in the Merchant Marines on a ship, traveling everywhere, during World War II. And his nephew, Sonny Venus, was in Vietnam. He's a veteran. We've got a lot of veterans here.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of others I can think of are Thaddeus Tikiun. There's a bunch here in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
My brother James Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have veterans here too.
And I think it's also, I remember my days growing up having Marine fathers, stepfather, and both of them went to Vietnam twice, so I can remember their going and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother had to take care of three kids, young kids, and during the time that they were gone, back then they would be gone for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also, you know, think about the families that are left behind when their military person gets sent to Afghanistan or Iraq or Africa. The U.S. military is in many different countries nowadays, and so families, children have to do without their parent. Nowadays, it might be a mom, it might be dad, it might be both occasionally. So anyway, a lot of respect to those people, those families as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson is on the line. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, good morning. I think people might have recognized my voice the other day on birthday calling. I didn't mean to cuss over the air. I wasn't even paying attention to birthday calling, but the song that was playing was kind of mixed up, not so good. But anyway, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans like Sonny Venus. I think about him and Henry Hunter and all those other folks that were out there and taking care of business and making us safe. Speaking about safe, adults, young adults, if you see, kids trying to venture out to the side of the river or the lake, it's okay to go ahead and scold them in a constructive way, because kids don't think, like I saw my granddaughter with a couple other kids the other day. They're walking on the side of the river on the ice and stomping on it, and that little slough, brown slough.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that scared me.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
So be sure to keep an eye out for the young ones, and even if they're not your kids, it's okay to pull over and tell the kids to get off the ice and stuff like that, because it's not going to be safe for quite a while.
No.
I don't think there's going to be Thanksgiving shopping as usual, or maybe not even Christmas shopping on the river, people running on the river.
Yeah.
And I'm an ice road trucker, so I don't know when I'll be ice road trucking, but it'll be scary this year.
Well,
but anyway, be careful and watch out for the kids. And I'm going to say this over and over again because I truly believe it. Like in the morning, 9 o'clock, 8:30, turn your headlights on. I don't see how people can drive around with their parking lights. And the cops, they used to pull over people if they have only their parking lights and say, hey, your parking lights are only for parking. Turn your headlights on if you're going to be moving.
Mm-hmm.
And especially vehicles for hire, like cabs.
Just
it's 24/7 they're supposed to keep their headlights on. But I don't want to get carried away with
just out of curiosity, how many feet of ice does the river need to have for a truck to go on it?
A pickup truck or a heavy truck?
A heavy truck.
About 26 inches for light load.
Two and a half
for
feet.
For heavy loads, maybe 34, 36, 10 inches more.
Oh, okay, interesting. All right.
It's still kind of scary when you're out there. And if you go too fast, you cannot exceed 20 miles an hour if you're really heavy. You create a little tiny ripple in the river. And it only happened to me once when I was carrying bunks of treated lumber. It scared me. There's ice in front of me was snap, crackle, and popping, and I can see it. And it's, holy cow, oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Too heavy. So I slowed down to less than 15 and stopped the wave and made it to Kweeklik.
Wow.
And there's some places on this Kuskokwim River you got to keep in mind, it's almost 100 feet deep. There's certain places, you know, and it's no joke. You know, if you're noticing a big truck in front of you or, you know, it's not a good idea to try to go around because both weight combined might be dangerous. So, anyway, I'm still alive. A lot of truckers are still alive out there that I see, like Vitus, that old guy driving that fuel truck to Tulixac or whatever. You know, he's still alive. We're careful. We have to watch our conditions. So, anyway, be safe. Watch those kids. Go ahead and scold them if they're on the ice. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning.
Bye.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
yeah, you know, in the villages, elders or advisors would get on the VHS radio and make an announcement for all to hear that the lakes and rivers are still dangerous and not to get on the ice. And, well, we're doing that here now, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they do that in the villages all the time, warn parents to tell their kids to stay off the ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, our lines are open, so mm-hmm. feel free to call in. They had a really nice... NYO, Native Youth mm-hmm. Olympics recently. There's some teams that didn't get to come in, but the photo, the cover photo of one of the girls was so cute in the Delta Discovery. It looks like her name is Isis Harpak, I-C-E-I-S, of Gladys Young. She was competing in the junior varsity 1 foot mm-hmm. high kick. And her photo's really cute. We have Greg on the line. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning to one and all.
Good morning.
Once upon a time, last century, I was a Cub Scout, and I'd like to take this moment there to offer my Cub Scout salute to all veterans who are present and for those who are beyond. And I think the clouds are having a bad dandruff problem today.
The what?
What?
The clouds are having a bad dandruff problem today. Yeah, which brings up number three. I'm wondering when Sixth Avenue Outfitters will bring out their sales catalog and offer up their insulated swimsuit issue.
Yeah, right.
The insulated okay, swimsuit. Well, okay. Lined in wool.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for the morning smiles, and everyone be cool.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Gregory.
All right.
Okay, so Carolyn. Let me give you some headphones. Carolyn's going to make a comment, guest comment.
Maybe.
I don't know if your microphone is working. Here, use mine. No, here.
Okay, good morning, John and Diane.
Morning.
Hey, it was. It looked like a ghost town out there, huh?
This morning, yeah, everybody was sleeping in because they didn't have to go to work.
Exactly. I was like, gosh, is it like Saturday? Looks like everybody was still sleeping, but it looked like winter out there.
The traffic looked like it was maybe 1998.
Yeah, and wasn't that nice? There was no traffic. Anyway, good morning, and I want to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day. I always get emotional because I want to say memory eternal to my late father, Jesse Moses, who was an Alaska Territorial Guard, and Paul Charles as well, who's passed on, and many others, and... gosh, we can't thank enough our veterans out there, my brother Paul Moses as well, and Dave Trantham and Elias Venus, Sonny Venus, John McDonald, and so many others who have served. Kuyanakfashpachi for serving, and I want to thank different various businesses out there. I know VFW was kind enough to have a veterans dinner on Saturday, November 11, starting at 6 p.m. at the Post Home.
Tomorrow.
That sounds so good. It's like $1 an ounce for a steak, comes with all the fixings. So, gosh, that sounds so good. But so, Koyanakfa to VFW for making that happen. And a lot of businesses were closed today, and but we're still here at Friday Talk Line. And I want to thank other businesses as well. Val Carsey, I know, donated turkeys to his vets, and they were off today. ABCP was off. Gosh, I know there was many other businesses that were off today, but we want to thank those businesses who really paid tribute to their to the veterans out there. So with that being said, everyone have a wonderful weekend. There's lots going on. And to all you wrestler ballers, we have 300 wrestlers in town. We have 300 wrestlers from all over the state who are participating in the, they call it the Bethel Wrestling Invitational, but I call it the Wrestling Brawl. It starts today and tomorrow. A lot of the 300 wrestlers are coming from Akichuk, Akyak, Alaknuk, Aniak, Atmautluk, BRHS, Chivak, Imana, Gladys, Jung, Hooper Bay, Independent and Interior Youth, Kalskay, Kotlik, KLA, Gwikluk, Lathrop, even Anchorage, Marshall, Mountain Village, Napaskiak, New Halen, Nunap, Pilot Station, Quinnahawk, Scammon Bay, Sheldon's Point, South Anchorage, and Tuntutuliak.
Tuntutuliksak.
Oh. So there you go. So lots going on this weekend. Pay tribute to our wonderful veterans today. Kuyanakhwa for both of you. Have a wonderful weekend, and go watch some wrestling this weekend.
I know. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carolyn.
Info.
Yeah, if you're wandering around town and you see some young guys wrestling along the side of the road, they're just practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many in town. Okay, we have a caller, Herman.
Nelson.
We've got Herman on the line.
Nelson.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. For those of you who have listened, I should watch Last Information Channel. Channel 740, they're having that governor called special session. And, I've been watching it, and I was kind of disappointed in Lyman and Jack. What's happening is they have these finance committees, and Lyman sits on there, and what's happening is the governor is talking to these financing committees with his supporters and his officers, the Department of Law, Department of Finance. They're saying because the state, they're saying, is have a $2.5 billion deficit, it's going to affect investments. So they're saying you got to tax the people. Now listen to what they're doing, that they're planning on putting income tax, and they're planning on restructuring the permanent fund so they can start grading it. And today they're giving us 50-50. They literally give us 1/4. And they say they're holding back our permanent funds to save it for us. But what they're really doing is they're putting it away for when they're planning on raiding it. And instead of saying how much it hurts, how we could get $3,000 dividend, our representatives, said that, gee, if we give them $1,150 instead of $1,000, it's going to cost the state over $100 million. It's going to increase our deficit. Seems like, Zach, he's born in SB 91 and 54, conservative. And it's all about saving the cost of $40 a day to house prisoners. And what they're doing is trying to reform them. They're letting them out early, and they're going to not charge them if they call it criminal mischief if they take somebody's property. And listen, and they won't arrest them. They'll treat them, and they'll tax the very people that they're committing a crime against. They're going to take money from the people to treat these people so maybe they wouldn't do it again. And they're going to vote on this. And, it used to be called a great land, but it's kind of dull with the way what's going on in Juneau right now. There's something
something funny going on in our government. That's how the left do. It seems like there's something other than that controlling the governor, something above him, and he's using the legislatures like little lawyers to defend his people, to tax the people, to raid the permanent fund, and to reduce our dividend to like $500. And you people should watch it going on. They're going to have floor assessment next. Watch it going on channel 7040, this, or 360 North. Record it. It's going to affect you. I was in Anchorage. There's zones in Anchorage where the streets are, sidewalks are lined with tents and piles of trash. It's become like those Europe where they have those sanctuary zones. The Catholic Social Service, they brought in 15,000 from Sudan, other places, and some of them are dying in the abandoned college in Anchorage. The Democratic majority, they're controlling the news to get people elected. People, you got to do something, otherwise they're going to destroy the state. Contact or get more people elected as Republicans. Do something. If you're a Democrat, get out of that thing. It's ruining us. They're using our Native people. You look, now a transgender pervert can go in the girls' bathroom. Now a young girl could kill her baby. A boy from a godly parent who can go in there without even telling her mom and dad. They're ruining Alaska, you guys. Say something to Lyman and Zach in a nice way, you know. Speak up, you guys, you know. Do something. It's ruining Alaska. Pray and ask God in Jesus' name to help us. We're at a crossroads right now with what they're talking about in Juneau. It's going to ruin Alaska, the very moral fabric of our great land. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you, Herman.
Good. I was asking about Cesari, and here he is.
Well, there he. Okay, Cesari has popped up.
Good morning.
Morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah. Good morning.
We were asking about you earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, who? Well, how? I don't know nothing about it.
John and I.
Still sleeping. Still sleeping, I bet.
I'm working. When I'm working, I just get a minute break, and I hear you guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm back to the noisiest place where he's, you know him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for yourself, though. But anyway, you remember it's not too long ago I told about those prices and fuel. I tell you, the demand for the oil is exactly same what 20 years ago. When the oil dropped to about 30 bucks a gallon, nobody says, oh, they're not going up, not going up. They will go up. Now they're saying, actually, a few years back, the oil was $8. The 90s, I believe, there was $8 a barrel. Mm-hmm. And they survive. And then when you get the dividend check, anybody, and there was eight something, eight seventy-eight a barrel, and it was fine. And the next thing would, you know, the barrel go up to the $140 some and baggage crate, I think 25,000 jobs in there, because there's so much money floating everywhere. Now when they go drop to 30, there's no money to pay for the 25,000 jobs and hundreds or thousands facility where the people been sitting and playing with the pencil and created new laws and regulations. And they have to pay now. You can fire them. And there you go. We get them down to the gold dividends, have to cover up. But now they're going up, and it's, what, $63 today? A barrel, and they're still going. They're really predicting we need at least $90 to recover. When they go to 90, we need about 140 to recover. And there will be never happiness. There will always be excuse to put the hands on the dividends for the poor people in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And these people in villages, they need the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them may be used for drinking, but mostly of them used for the food, for the vegetables, for maybe fruit or apples once in a while for the kids, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't see how from the poorest get the leftover would have changed and get took away. That's not right. That's what I say. And happy Veterans Day. And talking about veterans, I'm really sorry and apologize to all veterans. What's happening with those knee to the flag? That is ridiculous. Those people suffer and putting their life for the defend the flag and the country, and those people, those with the knee in those football, that is ignorance. That is disgusting. You see in movies, you see those one holding flag and hundreds laying down dead, run the flag. They try to defend it. They was represent you, your country, your home. And those people ignore that thing. I'm sorry for those veterans to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they hold really deeply see that happening in their own country to people ignored that what they protect for it.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the whatever, enjoy the Veterans Day. And, have a good barbecue and couple of cold beers with it.
Depending.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure every of those veterans love the beer and good barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
You too, Cesare.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
So how do you cook your Hillshire Farm sausage ropes?
If I cooked them, I probably would just fry them.
Oh, I see. Do you have to soak them? Like, you know, in case they're salty or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't known to do that. Sometimes I dice them up.
Yeah.
And then fry them and then put them in scrambled eggs.
Or... Sound like fry up some onion,
well,
caramelize it, get some potatoes, boiled ones, dice them up, fry them, and then throw in the diced sausage in there. I bet it would be real good.
That'd be a nice little hash.
We ain't got no call, so we're going to talk food.
Okay.
I love to cook.
I enjoy cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But not you go to quite an extent. You're good at it.
Well, I'm all ready for Thanksgiving. I don't think I'm going to do turkey. I got enough turkey. I'm all turkeyed out.
Uh-huh.
So I got a big bone in ham.
Who else eats your food? Is it mostly what you bring here?
Mostly here.
Yeah.
I'm alone, so.
Because you make big dishes.
Oh, yeah, big, giant dishes. And I share them with my coworkers here.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we believe that... when we have a feast and invite people to come and eat, our deceased relatives come to eat with us too. That's what we believe.
Uh-huh.
And so when I'm feeding somebody, they're eating too.
That's really
That's
beautiful.
Old traditional Yupik.
That's probably why you're supposed to prepare food very mindfully and care about what you're preparing. Put that into the food. Okay, well, we have Chris. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Chris. This is my first time in Bethel.
Oh.
I'm here at the Longhouse Hotel. I'm doing an electronic show. I just wanted to let everybody know that we're here selling electronics such as Bluetooth speakers, headphones, drones.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're even fixing phones and buying phones.
Now, where are you set up where people could come and look at what you have, or how's that work?
We're in the conference room at the Longhouse Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we'll be here all weekend.
Oh, okay. So it's like a little shop.
Yeah, it's like
traveling
a road show.
Shop.
It's a road show.
Road show,
yeah.
Traveling shop.
It's a traveling shop.
Right.
It's a pop-up store.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so you'll be at the Longhouse all this afternoon, Saturday and Sunday? What hours?
10 to 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and any broken phones, we can fix them too.
Oh, okay, broken phones. plenty of those. No, you mean like if they have a cracked screen?
Yeah, like cracked screens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Cool.
And this is your first time to Bethel?
Yes, first time.
Okay, so are you going to go roam around? Well, you're open right now for business, mm-hmm. but you'll have to go walk down to the river, right? Check it out. You're not far. At the longhouse, you're not far to the river.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out. And, yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know we were here.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so there's a... If you're interested in checking out some electronics, drones.
Drones.
Yeah, they're even selling drones. Cool. Go to the Longhouse Conference Room, 10 to 6, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's all they'll be here. So they probably brought everything, have set it up, and if you have a broken phone screen, you can get it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get your broken phone screen repaired in town at PC Computers, right? Bethel PC. Bethel PC.
Located in the BNC building.
Right.
Now,
right.
Do they, does Bethel PC transfer video tapes to CDs here or not?
That is a really good question. I don't know. But that is something that is really good to do.
Mm-hmm.
Our old VHF tapes, put them into DVD format.
KYUK might do that, but I'm sure we charge for it because, you know, it's not easy,
it's a little expensive to do.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Okay. Oh, now we have Herman. I wonder if this is Herman 2.
This is a different one.
Different Herman. Okay. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, I was going to give a quick update. I know echo people to go to channel 7040 on this. Right now they're on break, but they're going to be on session again, and you could watch it all going on. And also, if you have a phone, you could go on Facebook and go to a couple of sites that are pretty good. One of them is Alaskan Against Governor Walker's PFDSF. Another one is Permanent Fund Defenders. A lot of other people are talking about what's going on and how we're being robbed and not being supported by our own legislatures who are following this false numbers. Anyhow, go to that site on Facebook and keep, if you have this, go to 360 North. They're on break right now, but boy, it's interesting. You can see how our government our laws are being made. Okay, thanks for having Talk Radio. It's another way for the news to get out instead of watching KTUU Channel 2 and Channel 11 because they're owned by CBS. They're fake news. All they do is attack our president and try to bring his presidency down, and they cover up for governors like Walker, the things that they're doing. Look what's happening to our state. We get barely any dividend. They're threatening to take the whole thing. They're threatening to tax us. And they do that by controlling the news.
Hmm.
It's like mass mind. They're controlling the way everybody thinks and people believe that. You know, what's going on in the world? It's like, well, people say people are getting worse and worse, even their government. Okay, thanks for listening.
Okay.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Thank you, Herman. So you can go to 360 North, and I think that's Channel 15.
Yeah, I think so.
And you can see live the legislative debates going on. Now, I think they're on break right now, but do that and to see. Now, I kind of think that I think there should be an income tax, a graduated income tax.
Yeah.
That most rural people do not make enough don't have enough of a salary, so they're not going to have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But I think people like me, other people who make a lot more than me, should pay an income tax, a state income tax, leave the permanent fund as is. I mean, you know, at the rate that it should be, no cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one way to get more income for our state. So that's what some of the debate is that's going on now. So that's at 360 North. You know, recently Lisa Murkowski has put a bill forward to open up what they call 1002, but it's opening up part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Right. For more oil.
For oil exploration. And so just wondering what people think about that. We have our own large project that's proposed, the Donlin Gold Project, the headwaters of the in Bristol Bay. They've got Pebble Mine. So there is a lot of, there's a lot of movement to really open up Alaska frontier to oil, gold, gas. That's going to have an impact.
Yep, it sure is. Well, we got another guy.
So we have part two of Cesari.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good morning, Cesari.
Good afternoon, almost.
Yeah.
Anyway, you said the legislation is in the session, and that get me some thinking about, because the session going to increase. I don't know the numbers in there. What they say, but increase the penalty for the crime, and lots of them want to decrease. But I hope they increase the penalty for the crime. You know, the best example is in Beto. We have so many crimes committed, stealing to the houses, breaking to the houses, drugs. And those guys, it's not even space to the hand. With 1 week later, they're working like nothing happened. And today again, and again, and again. How far you go to tell them they kill somebody? That is ridiculous. They should be punished for the crime, and should be no, they're doing the wrong thing. They're not punish them. There is better example from the young one, where they're growing up and they see his body steal or break something or run the car or sell the drugs, have nothing to not pay for it. He's doing, he can do the same thing. Why you have to work and sweat and getting up in the morning when I run nighttime when everybody's free? That is ridiculous. The happening be worse and worse if the penalty be weaker and weaker. They have to be responsibility, and they have to be enough to be not coming back to the crime. This thing is, you know, win that way. You can, for the kids, you do something wrong, you have no go outside or go to corner or whatever, or lots of talking. And here, you have almost adults, lots of those teenagers and lots of adults dealing with heavy heroin, poison. You kids bring that thing in here. Next thing, but you know, they've been busted. They spend thousands, millions of dollars to them arrested. And with 1 month, they're getting free and going back to the business. It's ridiculous. I hope these guys get smart enough and really set them up, make them pay and responsible, and not to in jail only. I hope they change the law. To be in jail, you have to work in jail, fix the roads and stuff. Get them work for the food what they're getting in jail. And that makes it maybe a little different, and thinking twice before you do any crime. That's what, you started, you mentioned that legislation, and they're supposed to be talking about that and set up some laws, increasing the penalties for the crime. What actually Trump wanted to, Obama released him, everybody. Time busted for the heroin, driving Cadillacs, Mercedes, and Porsches, and Obama let him go because he don't kill anybody, but his body under him, they kill hundreds. But he not kill anybody, and he will go back to the crime again and bringing more heroin from the outside, from the Venezuela or Mexico, whatever. That's all what they say. Have a good day.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, people are, we got just all kinds of calls today. Not a lot, not like we usually do.
It is a holiday for them, and they're probably most of them are sleeping in.
Yeah. So, you can hear a tape of this show. Well, and if you're listening, you probably won't want to hear it again. But if you know someone who wants to hear how today went, they can go to KYUK Talkline Facebook page. I usually put the recording up over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight from 7 to 8:30, The show is replayed,
mm-hmm.
so you could hear it every Friday evening. Okay, so our lines are open, and you're welcome to call in. You can do so at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can call 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous for your calls or for your emails. And we have Helen part two. Everybody's getting a part one and a part two today.
Yeah, today.
We'll see if it. Helen is. Hello, you're on talk line.
Thank you for taking my call again.
You're welcome again.
I wanted to mention that my brother died. One of my brothers died because of Vietnam, and that was such a useless war.
Oh, your brother died in Vietnam?
Mm-hmm. Oh. That was such a useless war.
I'm sorry.
We had no right to fight over there.
Mm-hmm.
It cost us thousands of people taken from their young men taken from their families to this war.
Mm.
And now it's Afghanistan, and that's useless, too. We have no right over there.
Mm-hmm. Is your brother's name on the Vietnam Veterans Wall Memorial in Washington, D.C.?
I've never went to Washington, D.C. to check.
Oh, wow. His name would be on the wall.
Probably sometime, but thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah,
the traveling one. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the ATG. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, my uncle George Kilbuck was one of the very first Alaska natives from Bethel who got killed in Vietnam. The very first.
Wow.
And his name was on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Well, parachuted and got hung up in a tree and shot.
Oh.
But, you know, he was a paratrooper, but his name is on the wall, and we always remember him, too.
Mm-hmm.
George Kilbuck.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been to D.C. and seen Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall?
I didn't go and see it when I was there, but I saw it here.
Yeah, the traveling one. Wow. Mm. It's very powerful. I went to one in D.C., and the way it's designed, you start with like one name. It's like a big V,
mm-hmm.
and it goes one name, and then it grows toward the center with all the names etched in, and it's very powerful the way the monument is designed,
mm-hmm.
because it really draws you in, and yeah, mm-hmm. so I recommend anyone who goes to D.C. to go to the memorial there. So we have another caller, James. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Listening to the people and the way how people want to raise money for the state.
Yeah.
Yes. Why not whoever's in office or in legislature and whatnot, why don't they get their income cut in half? And that'd be a real big start right there if that can happen. Directed money.
I didn't catch that. Okay. I found it a little hard to understand, James. Maybe I need to turn my mic up on that.
I saw something really interesting on Facebook. James, are you still there?
No, okay. He's gone.
Okay. I saw something very interesting on Facebook this morning from a woman in Anchorage. And she said that when she went to the store, you know, they have them courtesy wipes you can take. They're hanging on the wall. You take a wipe and you wipe the handle of your...
Oh, your cart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only does it kill germs, but it'll keep you from catching certain dangerous diseases. And some people who use fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl.
Gets all over their hands, and it gets onto the handle of the carts. And if you, the next one to use it, you get some on your hands from the handle, and maybe accidentally wipe your eye or wipe your mouth or wipe your child's face, they can catch that same drug too, fentanyl. And, you know, I don't see them courtesy hand wipes in the stores here, but they should have those too.
Now, where did you hear that?
It was on Facebook. That's my church. I go to church every morning and I'll
the church
read.
Of Facebook.
Yeah, the church of Facebook.
You have to be careful. I don't think that traces of fentanyl are on the shopping handles.
Well, you never know. How come that time you're going by slow?
I heard that if I do the shopping cart after you've used the shopping cart, my IQ lowers 50 points.
Yeah, and you learn how to cook.
Don't use John Actus.
And you learn how to cook. No, Edward.
Okay, good morning, Edward. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
Hey,
if somebody from the National Guard, an officer or somebody from the National Guard is listening, I got a question about, you know, ATG beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to, if somebody from National Guard would call in and talk about that.
You mean like benefits for the Territorial Guards?
Yes.
Okay, maybe somebody
somebody's
listening in.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so. Okay, mm-hmm. Good morning. That's all I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
So, you know what? I had to do this. I'm sorry to do, but I did Google fentanyl. Fentanyl on shopping cart handles.
Right. And what do you find?
There are no reported cases of that ever happening. However,
yeah,
it is reported on Facebook.
See, I told you. Facebook is the.
Oh my God. Okay.
The channel of knowledge.
I mean, because if that were true. I mean, why stop at shopping cart handles? Maybe somebody touched the doorknob of the cab, or
right.
Maybe they shook your hand, or, I mean, we could go crazy with this.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's not.
Let's not.
Come on, time. How come the time is so slow?
No, it's 11:15.
Is this time wrong?
Nobody set that clock back from daylight savings. Or
I should
from
take
fall.
It home and put a new battery in. I need a new clock anyway.
Well, okay. No, we have 15 minutes. Our lines are open. Today is one of... I mean, we didn't have as many callers as we usually do.
No, like I say, it's a holiday and people are sleeping in. Yeah.
Which leaves John and I to reporting from Facebook.
Oh, yeah, Facebook stuff.
we don't need to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give these call numbers again. It's 543-5985, mm-hmm. 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954 or email at radio@kyk.org. And you can call in or email.
Anonymously.
Right on.
And even if we recognize your voice, we won't say your name.
No, we won't say your name.
No. So Sunny Venus is on the line. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good morning. I want to make this call this morning. To thank all the people that acknowledge Veterans Day and who have served in the past and who are currently serving. And because it's a special day honoring the veterans, and I really take pride in it. Years ago, when I got out of high school, I worked for Northern Consolidated Airlines. And there's every winter, January or February, the National Guard would have big encampments in Anchorage for training. And virtually all the villages had National Guard posts, and they'd send them all to get on the F-27s to go to Anchorage for encampment, they called it. And I want to recognize those people, too. That was a big sacrifice. If we were ever invaded or attacked, those people would have been the first line of defense for us people here on the Delta and throughout Alaska. And it used to take five or six F-27 loads You know, there were 40 passenger airplanes, but you could only get maybe 32 in there with their backpacks and luggage. And it took 2.5 hours in those days to fly in that type of an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I just wanted to bring something up like that because I used to admire those people. They probably hardly ever left the state, but they were here to defend, as did the Alaska Territorial Guard,
mm-hmm.
you know, during World War II.
Yeah.
And that really, I need to, I'd like to see those people recognized if they haven't already been. And I want to recognize my 1967 June 7th. 104 of us went to boot camp in San Diego from all over Alaska to commemorate 100 years since Alaska was purchased from Russia. And they made two boot camp companies out of us in San Diego. You should have saw that pile of hair when they cut our hair.
Yeah.
You got 4 or 5 inch hair, and then all of a sudden you got quarter inch hair. But that's the way it was to enlist in boot camp. And a lot of my friends have served in Vietnam, and over in the Mediterranean, Atlantic Ocean, Atlantic side, and a lot of them are gone now, and I see them, you know, slowly going, I'm fortunate to be still alive and thankful for, I would like to recognize those people. Not only, you know, I mean, those people were my friends, and it was a sacrifice out of your life to join the service to defend this great country of ours, which I would do it again if I was young. Mm. Anyhow, as you probably know, I come from a strong, immediate family that all served honorably. And I'm very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for this talk line.
Okay.
Thank you, Sonny.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. I guess I saw an article. Actually, it was a news story that KYK did on yourself, your service, and also I think he's your uncle, Elias Venus. How old is Elias now?
He's pushing 90.
Yeah, that's what we figured. We figured that he was the oldest veteran we had here in Bethel, still alive.
Yeah, Uncle Elias, if you're hearing me, I hope you, I don't think you'll mind. He'll be 90 on April 24th next year, I believe.
Wow.
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, wow. And the nephew that he mentioned, Sonny LaRue,
oh,
I hope he gave him his name. But he was from Akiak, and he was the one that, after World War II ended in Europe, he was flying, going to fly home, and his C-46 disappeared. And that's where I got my nickname from. My dad
mm-hmm.
me Sonny after Sonny LaRue.
Oh.
That's what I heard, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud to have that nickname. Sonny is a good nickname for lots of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Hoffman, Sonny Marsh,
mm-hmm.
Sonny Davis, and you know, it's a good nickname.
Yeah,
I thought I'd bring that up too. So,
thanks, Sonny.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Good day. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Yep.
Next on the line, we have Dave Trantham. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talk Line. Glad you called.
Thank you. Happy Veterans Day to everyone.
Mm.
Oftentimes we forget to recognize the families that made sacrifices too. And I hope we never forget that.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm offering up a 800 number
uh-huh.
to anybody that's interested in the Alaska Territorial Guard. It's the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Okay, yeah.
1-888-248-3682. They operate 7 days a week from 8 to 5. And it's a very busy office, so sometimes we have to be patient with that. Their funding was cut also, along with everybody else's. And the ATG Memorial Park is open, even though it's partially shut down for maintenance for the winter. This would be a good day to go visit your relatives. And I'd like to say there's 1,435 names on the Wall of Honor to recognize, to honor, and always remember the sacrifices that these men made during wartime. They served their country. They did their job well. Their job was to defend the coastline in this area. And by the way, all these soldiers that served during wartime are from the Yukon Kuskokwim area. Totally, there were over 6,000 that served statewide, but 1,435 were from the Yukon Kuskokwim area.
Wow.
And am I running out of time?
No, go ahead.
You got time. Plenty of time. Go ahead.
We got a question for you anyway, too.
Go ahead. What was that number again? 1,000?
435. All from the Yukon Kuskokwim area.
Mm-hmm.
This park is dedicated to them. It was designed by volunteers. It was, the infrastructure was put in by volunteers. Mm-hmm. We did have a grant from Military and Veterans Affairs for $140,000 to help us put in the infrastructure. We're not done. We've been working on it 5 years. And our goal now is to find ways to make this sustainable forever. If there's any suggestions from the community, we're all ears. And many of the board members are getting long in age, and we need volunteers in the summertime to help us continue to make this sustainable. One thing that we found is planting trees. You go to the park, you will see a large number of trees, and they're growing. And maybe I've said enough, but always remember the sacrifices these men made and their families made during wartime when Alaska was invaded by a foreign country. These folks' job was to defend, and I'd like to say these soldiers and their families, they won the war. The foreign soldiers did not come to this area. When you are a defense force and there's enemy aircraft flying over, there's enemy infiltrators checking the defenses, they knew these folks were good shots, and they did not come to this area. They won the war because they did their job well. That's enough for today.
Dave, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Somebody called in earlier and wanted to know if former Territorial Guard people, soldiers, are getting military benefits today.
The ones that are alive are receiving a stipend.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are alive, and we just lost our last ATG veteran in Bethel. And once they pass on, those benefits go away.
Mm.
They're not passed on to anyone. I think it was around $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And but don't take that to the bank.
Right.
If you call this 800 number, they have all the information, the rosters, who served,
mm-hmm.
And some of the folks still have not received their discharges. Families have to apply. There
right.
is an application form, and it's not too late. This 800 number I gave you have all the information. They handle all the paperwork. They take the paperwork to the U.S. Army for final approval before the discharges are sent. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, 360, okay. And it's 1-800-248-3682.
That is correct.
Right, okay. If that guy's listening that called in earlier, he can call this number and get his questions
and
answered.
Thank you very much for, and happy Veterans Day and to them and all their families.
You too, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's always good to hear from the old timers that went through those things that we young people don't know about, you know? We don't know.
We young people.
Well, I'm young. That's what we always say. Well, I want to say a few words. I'm still young. I'm old as 90. 90 years old, but I want to say a few things that I'm still young.
Well, I still can. I like that.
Good.
Now, I got this note. Gabriel got a haircut. Gabriel works in our booth, everybody, and takes your call and kind of keeps things coordinated back there. And it took him 27 seconds to cut his hair.
Well, he was cut up by the military when he joined the... What was it?
Was that how? Was that what? Was that when you were joined the military?
That was basic training in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
27 seconds.
Yes. All the guys are lined up.
01, 02, all the way up to 20. But they left my sideburns. They asked me if I wanted my sideburns.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that was like kind of part of the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet they got good at just buzzing those men's heads one after another. Yeah. 27 seconds.
Speaking of which, I got to get mine clipped.
Yeah, you're getting a little scraggly there.
Yeah, who's that? What's the barbershop's name, guy?
Stan.
Stan, are you listening? Give me a call. Let me know if you're open or anybody knows he's open.
Yeah, and I want to say how much I enjoy Stan's black silhouette cutouts. And there's a military one over at Veterans Hall.
Right.
Three men.
Yeah.
Three military men. But those are so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to take second looks, especially the ones by the fire department outside.
Uh-huh.
I'd
yep.
have to look again to make sure it wasn't somebody real.
Yeah.
And they're real nice. Good idea.
They're well done,
Stan.
Yeah. So I didn't know if there was an... Are you guys reading an email? Oh, no. Okay.
No.
Yeah, we can take one quick call, and this will be our last call of the day. You'll have to be very fast, whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, they're going to type the name in, and then they're going to turn the screen around, and it's Alexi. Good morning, Alexi. Really quick.
Okay, really quick. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Appa John.
Good morning.
I'd like to say happy veterans to all the armed forces that served our country from ATG all the way to Alaska Army National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that defend the land for their people. And I salute each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a lot of 2nd Battalion Scouts. We don't have that anymore in our area. It's history. I could say a lot of things about those things, but I can't. We have a short time. But have a nice day and happy Veterans Armed Forces Day to all the veterans. Oyana.
Thank you, Alexei.
Well,
Thank you.
That was a good way to end our morning.
Yeah,
well, that's been another edition of Talk Line, and we will hear from you next week. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye.